All right, it's our Albany preview podcast where we're probably not going to talk much about Albany, but instead we will talk a lot about Dino Babers' quotes from yesterday because there were some interesting ones and some that we might disagree with. That's next on the Locked On Syracuse podcast.
You are Locked On Syracuse, your daily podcast on the Syracuse Orange, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, here with you guys every single weekday, talking Syracuse football, talking some Syracuse hoops when it is noteworthy. Right now, mostly football, though there was the
schedule release.
The schedule, yeah. I took a glance at
this?
That.
When's the last time Syracuse hasn't played Duke twice in like a normal schedule? I can't remember. It feels like it's been 3 or 4 cycles now.
It is Duke at home, right? I took a glance, but I think I saw they're at home.
Duke twice, home and home with Duke this year again.
Sweet. All right, well, I'm all for that. Coach K's last year, bring him on to the dome. That'll be a big game. I don't know why shout out to Matt Norlander. He tweeted this, but he was like, doesn't really make much sense to release the ACC schedule at Thursday at 7 p.m. when you got NFL football, college football on. Like, why can't we do this? I think he said Tuesday at 11 maybe would have been a little bit better.
Didn't Jim Phillips say football first? Isn't that his big mantra?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
He's proven it, I guess, by just not caring about the ACC basketball schedule. The women's schedule was released Wednesday night, and then they put the men right up against some primetime football that probably no one was paying attention to. But I see Florida State was early December, so we'll get into
There's
the schedule
there.
I'm sure at some
yep.
point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all right, we're talking football today, and I think you and I were a little bit wound up after seeing some of Dino Babers' quotes. He jumped on, shout out to our guy, Stephen Fonte, Pauly Sebilia, their show Orange Nation. I believe Steve was the one interviewing Dino Babers today on Orange Nation. So this was, we're talking Thursday night, Thursday during the day. And he basically said, all right, look, I'm going to make a decision after this game on the quarterback, and I'm tired of doing the two quarterback thing. And after Albany, no matter what happens, I am picking one and I'm just going with it from there. And I'm tired of doing the two quarterback thing. So what did you make of that quote from Dino Babers today?
Two things I took away here. First of all, I get his frustrations. You should not have to make a quarterback decision in week 3 of the regular season. That's just unacceptable from the competition that's out there that has let it get to this point. And the onus there falls on Tommy DeVito and Garrett Schrader. But part two is that I don't like this. I don't think this is the best way to do it. You're really going to make a decision off of what you see from a handful of drives against an FCS opponent? To me, in a sense, you're almost rooting for one of the guys to fail because I think both of them are going to have good games. So how are you supposed to make a decision off of that? I can't imagine one of these guys is going to play significantly better against an FCS opponent to the point where you can make a decision at who the quarterback is.
So what I took from this is Tommy is in a big lead right now in the quarterback battle. Because why else would he make that quote? I mean, if Garrett Schrader goes out and plays well against an FCS school, can you really take too much from it? They're both probably going to play well, like you said. There's probably not going to be a aha moment that says, oh my gosh, Garrett Schrader, we're definitely playing him.
Right.
And if there is, then I think Dino would have to reevaluate and see him actually do it against a legit team. So he's not going to say that unless he's thinking, okay, I feel like Tommy has been the guy so far. I feel like I was leaning towards him at the start. I wanted to see Schrader. It's not like Schrader is coming off some good performance where he's like, okay, now I've got to reevaluate and say, all right, this is when I'm making the decision because Garrett Schrader was doing some stuff that I didn't think he could do in the last time out against Rutgers, and I need to get him in the starting quarterback position. I really believe this is an endorsement of Tommy and proof that Tommy is probably going to be the starter the rest of the year is what it's looking like.
And what have we said all along? We didn't think that this Albany game would win either guy the job. It could lose one of them the job. If Tommy goes out and has a piss poor performance against Albany, or Schrader goes out and struggles against Albany, then okay, maybe you make your decision a little bit easier there. But I imagine both of these guys are going to have plenty of success and no one is going to be good enough to separate from the other, just because I think the bar of what they are going to achieve in this game is going to be too high.
And he talked about it's going to be another pre-planned thing. He laid it out with the guys. He said they both know what they're doing. So I'm assuming we'll see Tommy first half, Schrader second half. That's what I'm gathering. That's sort of what I'm leaning towards right now. And if that's the case, they'll probably both play well, like we said, and no one's going to lose the job probably, but Tommy's going to keep doing his thing that he does when he gets some time, and he looks pretty efficient against some bad teams. And I don't know, if you're a Garrett Schrader advocate, then this is kind of a bummer. Like, maybe after the Albany game, he should get more time because he only got three series last week against Rutgers. They were in really bad situations. He did a little bit, and then he was yanked from the end of the for the start of the second half because obviously DeVito was looking good, and I'm fine with going back to him. The part that I struggle with here is I do want Dino to make a decision. I really want him to not do the two quarterback thing anymore. And I think a little part of him realized that he probably messed up when he should have played each quarterback in the Rutgers game. And that's why he's like, I hate doing this.
He wishes he could get that Ohio game back. I really do. Because I think he would have, if he could do it again, he probably would have played the Ohio game a little more like he did the Rutgers game. Even though I had no problem with the way that he did the Ohio game, because you won the game. Tommy played well enough. He game managed his way through that one to get you a victory. But it just felt like odd timing. It felt like he played Schrader against Rutgers because he felt like he had to, not because he necessarily needed to get some sort of spark going.
And that's, to me, why it feels like he hasn't made a decision yet, is because he feels like he owes Garrett Schrader a full evaluation and looking at him in a real live setting. And that's why I really think that what's going to happen here is he's going to go with Tommy after this game, because I just don't see how his opinion of Tommy being in the lead at the start of preseason camp would have changed to this point. And there's no way that Garrett Schrader, anything he really does against Albany, is going to change his opinion of him enough to say, all right, Liberty, we're starting with you, Garrett Schrader. Like, I just don't see a situation where Tommy is not starting Liberty.
And I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing for Schrader if he does somehow win the starting job out of this, too, because then you throw him in against Liberty, a very quality opponent in the non-con slate, and Florida State also mixed in there too. Like, I don't know if that's the best way to go about this, because those are some dudes that you're going to be facing on the other side, and that game is going to speed up a lot faster when you go from Albany, an FCS team who isn't just an FCS team, they're an 0-2 FCS team, and then you go and take on a Power 5 and a good Group of 5 team.
Right. I mean, it's going to be interesting, right? I'm going to be very keen to see what Garrett Schrader does in this game, but I think Dino has made up his mind for the most part, and he's going to ride with DeVito at this point. And I'm all for picking a quarterback, like I said, but the question is then going to become, have we seen enough of Garrett Schrader to really make an evaluation? And one thing I will say that I did like that he said today on that show with Steve Infante is Steve kind of double backed and clarified and said, all right, so you're going to have a quarterback made up after this game. And he was like, what I want to do is go into ACC play and have one guy, and if they're struggling, then I'll go to the other guy. And I'm totally like cool with that. That's how it should be. And that's what we've been advocating for. Only make a quarterback change when you need to make a momentum change. That's why I was totally fine with DeVito starting and playing most of Ohio. They look good. Yes, maybe that was the time to play Schrader and figure some things out about him in hindsight. But in general, don't make a QB change unless you need to make a momentum change. And he's kind of done the opposite of that this year.
Yeah, the Rutgers game is a prime example of that. That was, even though DeVito hadn't put up points yet, that wasn't necessarily his fault. He kind of caught the wrong end of a weird fumble call, some penalties that doomed him. Those things aren't DeVito's fault. But at the same time, just to put Garrett Schrader in, to put him in, not only did it feel like it put Garrett Schrader in a bad position, because first of all, you're backing him up deep in his own territory to start that first drive that he's seen in almost 2 years. But on top of that, it's not fair to DeVito because, I mean, at the time he was 7 of 8 for 65 yards. That's not a bad game that you're putting together there.
Right.
And the way that he could have maybe built upon some momentum, maybe seen some things here or there, but you just put an absolute pin in the entire thing. And so it's tough to do that when you're a quarterback. It's the stop and start nature of things. What did we say about Buddy Boeheim and Joe Girard last season in basketball. The stop and start, I think the quarterback position is very similar to that, where you need to find a rhythm to that and be on the same page with the rest of your offense. And guess what? The offense adapts when there's a different quarterback back there too. So inevitably, the entire operation is set up to fail when you're doing things that are designed that way.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to get to some Tommy DeVito quotes from this week in just a little bit as well. But first, did you guys know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors to choose from? There is something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. Tyler and I love some of the double chocolate ones. The cookies and cream are some of our favorites. I also like the strawberry one. That's been one of my favorites recently. Been dipping into that one a little bit more. You can pick out your customizable box today. And if you want to just try all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Try them all out, see which ones you like, and then you get your true customizable box the next time around. So not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy for you as well. 17 to 18 grams protein, and the calories are just ranging from 130 to 180 calories. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team as well. Pretty cool. So go to Built Bar, use our promo code LOCKED15. That'll get you 15% off your next order. Again, that promo code is LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So also earlier in the week, we haven't really got a chance to talk about this. You did the podcast by yourself yesterday, which shout out to you for stepping up. Our schedules didn't really line up.
Thank you.
Yes.
It was lonely.
It was very good.
It was very lonely.
Yeah.
I needed some people to bounce some ideas off of yesterday. I had some Dino thoughts, had some stuff about this Albany game, how Dino should go about it, but glad you're here so I can bounce some things off of you today.
Well, I was happy to hear your rant about the movie quotes. That's something that I'm with
that
you on.
That rubs some people the wrong way.
Well, I mean, I guess the movie quotes just have always bothered me. So I'm not saying that he's like faking it or trying to change his personality. I saw someone tweet at us about that. I'm all for keeping to your personality.
I got a thumbs down. I got a Javi Baez thumbs down from someone on Twitter. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Shout out to Demi Dome.
Yeah, okay.
He's a loyal listener of the pod. I love the interaction. And hey, you're welcome to disagree with us. That's what we're here for. We're just here to engage with people. All right. So feel free to tweet at us. If you like something we say, sure, we'll mention you. If you don't like something we say, go ahead. We'll mention you as well. We don't care.
Right. So speaking of things that I didn't like that were said this week, Tommy DeVito, I believe, was talking to Stephen Bailey. Maybe it was when they did the player availability this week. But anyway, Stephen Bailey writes a good article over at Cuse Nation. And basically the headline of the article is DeVito saying, I've done exactly what I need to do to get the job. And I'm not disappointed at all in my play. And I think I should be the starter. And And look, Tommy DeVito should believe he should be the starter. I have no problems with that. Mm-hmm. Where I really have a problem, though, is him thinking that scoring 7 points against Rutgers is doing all you can to get this job. And it comes across to me as someone that understands that he has a lot of things working against him. He understands the wide receivers weren't great in that game. The offensive line hasn't been good. And I feel like reading between the lines there, his mindset about this entire situation is, I'm playing well, but the situation around me stinks. And if you think that, which there might be some truth to that, that's fine to think that a little bit, but don't come out and say you've done all you can. When you're the leader of the team, the quarterback of the team, you have to say, I have to be better. We only scored 7 points last week. I understand I can be better and I need to be better. All that matters is us winning. We're 1-1. If you're 2-0 and you've had 2 good games, I'm all fine with you saying, I think I've done what I need to do. But don't say that when you just had a terrible loss and looked really bad on offense.
There's some subtle throwing under the bus there, for sure. Yeah. I'm with you there. And listen, he's not wrong. The offensive line is awful. I looked at some of the stats here from the pressures and the blitzes. So it's best encapsulated, actually, with Garrett Schrader's numbers, all right? So he took 9 dropbacks in that game against Rutgers, all right? I want you to guess how many times he got pressured.
It was 8 times, right? I think I said
8
this.
8 times, yeah.
Because Pro Football Focus had that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then how many times do you think he was blitzed?
0? I don't remember. One. Okay.
Yeah. So that just shows you, you've got a five-man front going against a four-man front, and the four is beating the five. There's a problem there. And that is not Tommy DeVito's fault. That is not Garrett Schrader's fault. It ultimately falls on head coaching, because that is where the recruiting is done here, and personnel development as well. So, yes, there's a lot working against Tommy. I think a big reason why he may be saying that he feels like he's done what it takes to win the job is he's at practice. He sees every throw that Garrett Schrader makes. We saw the sort of WTF look he had on his face when Garrett Schrader was in the game for him during some of those drives against Rutgers. I think that kind of says it all. I don't think it's necessarily him thinking that he's done enough. I think it's him having seen what Garrett Schrader has done in practices and in games and saying to himself, there's no way I'm worse than that guy.
It also makes me even more confident that he's in the lead in the quarterback competition right now. And Dino has basically told him as much, because he's not going to come out and say that unless Dino, who obviously met with his starting quarterback after this game and talked about his performance, said positive things about his performance. And Dino probably said something to the effect of, you're doing all you can. We just got to get the wide receivers. Those choice routes weren't great. Like, we got to make sure that we don't get in third and longs, but just keep doing what you're doing. Like, he probably said something like that to him. And then DeVito was just relaying that. And that's why he feels like he is on course to be the starter, and he has done all he can. So I really think Tommy's going to be the guy going forward based on the quotes I've heard this week. I still have a problem with, as a leader of this football team, you saying something that subtly is throwing the other players under the bus. I don't care if you had the best game of your life and you lost that game. You don't come out and say, I've done exactly what I need to do. Your number one job as a quarterback is to win the game, and you lost the game and you didn't do anything productive on offense in the second half.
I need the WWDD. What would Dungy do? Because talk right. about a guy who was the most selfless player, the ultimate competitor, the ultimate teammate. And he never threw his guys under the bus. There were plenty of times where he was getting killed back there because of bad offensive line play, because of bad receiving routes. He never had a great running game to go alongside him as well. He could have complained. He could have done the whole nine yards of it. He never did. What he always did after every single game, when they lost, whether they won and maybe they won ugly, he took the onus on himself. He always put the blame. He was always the first to accept it and say, I have to be better. And that's what I want to see out of my quarterback. That's what I want to see out of my leaders.
Right. It's any quarterback should say that. And all I wanted him to say was, look, I have been working really hard. I'll continue to work really hard, but I've got to be better. And this offense and this team has to be better. It's unacceptable to lose to Rutgers at home and put up 7 points, and we've got to be better. And he's basically said the opposite of that. He made it about himself and said, and I get it. Like, the question was posed asking how he has done, so I don't blame him too much, but just don't say you've done exactly what you need to do, because we all can
You don't win quarterback battles by putting up 7 points.
No,
you don't at home. Right.
Exactly. So anyway, we will come back in just a bit. Going to take a quick break and then we'll dive into the prop shop. But first, football is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to their website on a mobile device or a laptop. Sign up today totally free and receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. When you use the promo code NFL100, you can also use our promo code LOCKEDON. You got football, basketball, boxing on there, even some of your favorite Vegas casino games. Go over to BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. It is betonline.ag with our promo code LOCKEDON. So the prop shop this week, just a refresher on last week, I think you won again. You were up 100 last week. You went 4-2.
This is a much-needed comeback season for me here.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early. We're 2 weeks into this thing.
A lot of ball game left. A lot of ball game. Right. And I've got an extra week to work with here. I've got an extra week to piss away some money.
Exactly. So 5-7 is my record, down 280 fake dollars on the season. You're 4-2. I didn't add the other together. So you're 4-2 plus 3-3. All right. So you're 7-5.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're up $100 to this point. Our first prop, another Garrett Schrader question. I didn't really know what to set this as. So again, we can do some line movement here in the process if you want. Garrett Schrader over under 4.5 drives. Does that feel like a good number?
So I went back and looked at the last time Syracuse played an FCS opponent before I made my pick here. And okay. They had 16 total drives in that game. So we're probably going to have to alter this number. I would set it at 8.5. I think 8.5 is a fair enough number because let's double. I'd imagine it'll be about the same, like give or take one drive, I'd imagine. So We'll set that number at 8.5 because I would guess that Garrett Schrader probably plays a little bit more than DeVito in this game because Dino wants to see a little bit more out of Schrader. This is the perfect opportunity to kind of take the training wheels off with him, see what he has, put a little showcase on. But if we're going to move that number to 8.5, I'm still taking the over. I think he's going to see the bulk of the time out there.
Wow. Okay. So you were shattering the 4.5. I feel obligated to take under just because I set the original under or the over under so much lower. But I think I'm with, like, I see Schrader playing the second half and DeVito playing the first half. However many drives that leads to, who knows? But I'll take under just because I'm trying to catch you as well. More TDs this week. And again, we can move this line as well if you disagree. But I said DeVito, and this is DeVito versus Schrader for more touchdowns this week, running, passing, whatever.
Okay.
DeVito minus 190 to have more, Schrader plus 160. You think Schrader is probably going to play more than DeVito, so maybe you're thinking of taking him.
Yeah, and I also think that we could see more designed runs for Schrader when they get down to the red zone. We've seen that that package is in place with Tommy, but I think what Dino's going to do game plan-wise, he's going to want to see more of what Tommy can do with the arm as opposed to what he can do with the legs. I think he still wants to see a little bit out of Garrett because what's one of the big things in terms of what he said, I need to evaluate Garrett Schrader in live game action. A lot of that is, okay, what can you do when you're allowed to hit the quarterback? He's not getting hit in practice, but in a game he will. So what can he do in the running game? And so because of that, I like the odds with Schrader here to have more touchdowns. I don't necessarily think it means he's going to have a better game per se, but I think he'll have more touchdowns because of the fact that he's going to have more of the opportunity and he's going to probably have more design packages when they get in that red zone area.
Yeah, and I said DeVito minus 190, Schrader plus 160. I'll take DeVito here. I think.
Wow, you're really playing catch up.
Yeah, I'm really trying to. This could be my my downfall here. I could be way behind after this week. But especially taking some juice here at minus 190, it's a little risky, but I think they'll score more in the first half. And maybe there's some potential that we see like Dylan Markowicz, Jacoby and Morgan late in the second half when the game's out of reach. And everyone just tries less in the second half when it's a blowout. So I feel like the touchdowns will be more in the first half. And that's probably when Tommy's out there. First Syracuse TD. I did actually hit this one last week and I went chalk with Sean Tucker. He leads again, plus 110. Taj Harris, plus 225. Cooper Lutz, plus 375. Anthony Quealy, plus 475. Jarvion Howard, who has kind of disappeared here. I've continued to drop him down on the odds list. He's now plus 475. Along with Quealy for that first Syracuse TD, a DeVito run plus 500, Schrader run plus 600, other slash a defensive TD plus 700, Luke Benson plus 800. You know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going Tucker plus 110 again.
I think this could be a game where Syracuse gets a deep ball touchdown to lead things off. And for that, I'm going to go with Anthony Quealy here. We've seen him used in some of those deep crossing routes. To me, it feels like he could be one of those guys. I took him last week, but I like Quealy again with the odds here because I think it's going to be a deep ball touchdown, and I think Quealy could be the guy that ultimately hauls it in.
Yeah, I was thinking about him. I think he's a good pick. Even Taj, we're kind of due for a Taj early TD. Seems like he could be a guy that hauls in a deep pass as well. But all right, so we're going with the same guys we had last week. Now to get into the spread over at betonline.ag right now, as we look, Syracuse is 23-point favorites. I actually thought it would be a little bit more, so I'm going to take Syracuse to cover. And that's because Albany is an FCS team. They're also an FCS team that doesn't seem that great. I candidly have not prepped into Albany as much as already. Others. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's the extent of my Great Dane knowledge, 0-2.
Right. I mean, look, they have a tall quarterback. I know that. I know that a couple guys from CBA will be on the field. I've read bits and pieces. Maybe I should have paid attention more. Maybe Syracuse isn't that good and they won't win this game easily, but I really think they'll cover pretty easily at that minus 23.
I read a stat too. Syracuse has only allowed 27 points to FCS schools in the Dino Babers era. And I think that, so what's that? That's five games because you get rid of one of the pandemic seasons. So you're averaging you're only giving up about a touchdown a game. So for that reason, I'm going to go with Syracuse because I think they're going to score at least 28 points here. So I like Syracuse to cover.
Over under is 44. Go Cuse there with that number. You going over?
Yeah, why not? I think this could be a game that the offense really pops off. And you got two quarterbacks
Syracuse
that
might get to 44, right? Like if they're going to cover 23.
And I think with Syracuse too, you've got two extremely motivated quarterbacks here. They were going to want to put up some points and get the offense moving. And this is going to be the worst defense they face all season. You put up 29 against Ohio.
Right.
This team, I think, is good enough to put up. I don't think they're a great team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think they're a good team. But if you're good enough to put up 29 against Ohio, you should be good enough to put up 44 at home with two motivated quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Sean Tucker should have a huge day on the ground, you would imagine. And that is so big for their offense. Once they get the running game going, that opens everything else up. It's Albany. I think they will hit the over. And I think we have both hit the spread so far because we went Rutgers last week. We had Cuse to cover in the first game when they were shockingly – it gets even more shocking the more you think about it. They were dogs to Ohio. I don't know what Ohio did on Thursday night, but I saw they were down.
They were down 3 touchdowns to Louisiana Lafayette. So that opening week win is looking less and less impressive as we continue to move on.
Vegas was off on that one for sure with that line, but the unders have hit so far. So I'm 0-2 on over unders and I've gone over. We'll see if the trend will buck here and I'll finally get one of those overs. I'm going over. You're going over. We're both going with SU. And we will be back on Monday to recap the game. Sure, talk some quarterbacks, saw what we saw from Garrett Schrader, talk about what we saw from Garrett Schrader, Tommy DeVito. You can always follow the show on Twitter at @LO_Syracuse. Keep up to date with us there. We will be live tweeting the game on Saturday at noon. Also, subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube now if you want to watch us. And we'll be back with you guys on Monday.